to do, and there's no end to it.
We know. The air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We keep watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we have 15 homicides and violent crime, and that's the way it's supposed to be.
It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore.
We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room.
Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel belt and radio, so I won't say anything. Just leave us alone.
Well, I don't want to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the streets. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to